You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hello, good morning. Hello, hello. Oh, man. Okay, now look, and I know we're on the radio, but we're also on the video and everything. If you want to see our videos of our show and all of that stuff, Riggins, what's the best way to tell them how to do that? I always just say go to the website and follow all that, but...
Absolutely. You can find the YouTube link right there at tjriggins.com. Or if you just head over to youtube.com, just look up TJ Riggins Show. You'll find it right there. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss a new show.
Yeah. Now, if you go watch the video, you can look at it today and you can see what I'm talking about when I say that my shoulders are uneven. Because I'm always trying to straighten them out and I'll lift one, but it's a mirror image that I'm seeing. So I always lift the wrong one.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is that all of my clothes are too big now. And I'm not saying that to say, oh, I've lost weight. But I mean, I have lost, I'm probably close to 30 pounds now. Well, last I checked, it was 27, but, I'm going in today for a weigh-in, but, my shirts are too big and I'm starting to look like, cause I'm not working out like, with heavy weights and stuff. And I'm worried I'm going to start looking like a dried up old man. Cause like, see how my sleeves are all hanging on me and stuff like that. And I'm used to my sleeves being kind of tight on my arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm worried I'm going to look like that, you know, just that old dude that just is hanging on to the skateboard life. You know, like,
yeah.
You look like a roadie for the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just sort of like older American. That's
like skin kind of hang. But yeah. Once you get to that process in your weight loss where you can work out, it'll probably be easier to.
Or if I could just go get some shirts that fit a little better.
Well, or that.
I had a few left over, but not many that are the size, a size under this, like what I'm wearing now. But like I said, I didn't have many of them. And I got some for my birthday. But they all have LSU on them. And yeah. So I can't wear an LSU shirt every day, especially when they lose like they did Saturday.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. And I knew they would, though. And I just, it was a matter of time, you know. But my daughter was texting me, you know, after the game and all. And I said, you know, and then I wasted all of my birthday gifts on LSU stuff that I won't be able to wear until baseball season.
Yeah,
because I'm not supporting them until baseball season, which I was just joking. I'll still wear the stuff, but either way, I can't wear LSU stuff every day, even if they're winning nonstop.
Yeah. Right? You don't want to be that guy that's like constantly wearing your team's stuff. But I don't know, getting more stuff. This is just going to upset Jody, doesn't she? Say you have too many clothes anyway.
Yeah, so. I mean, but I would get rid of some of because these shirts that I have now that I've been wearing for several years at this size are cheap, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So wouldn't do any harm to throw them away or use them as a rag or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I say throw them away. We take them to Goodwill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Man, that's a good, I wish I would have thought of that Goodwill idea.
Yeah. I wish that could have been me.
I could make a fortune off of Goodwill.
Yeah. Probably could. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They'll grill you though sometimes when you show up there to donate something like that big rug I took over there the other day. You got any rips in it?
Yeah, no. Yeah. You're just like
brand new.
Ooh. Oh, they get hardcore about stuff.
Yeah, they don't play.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I just recently found the coolest gift on Distill Union. You need to check these out. They're MagLock sunglasses. I got them for my husband. When he puts his sunglasses on his shirt, like when he's golfing, they always fall off, or if he's on the boat. These MagLock sunglasses lock to stay in place wherever you put them. They're so awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 20% off.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We were speaking about Goodwill a minute ago, and how they'll tell you right away if they don't accept certain donations. Like, they were like, that rug got rips in it. No. Yeah. No, it doesn't. And you start getting nervous, because then you're like, what am I going to do with this if they don't take it? You know,
yeah,
that kind of thing. I don't, because I am a regular at our Goodwill store and at the dump. Like, when I pull up at the dump, they have people that work out there that will look at what you have and tell you which way to get rid of it. Like, if you, no, that's got to go over in the metal bin, or that's got to go over in whatever. When I pull up, they're like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Go on through.
Yeah.
He works here. Here every day.
So we have several of those Goodwill trucks that are set up in different locations about the town. But we also have a big Goodwill store, and it's a drive-through thing where, you get in the car line and you drive. And I don't blame them for not taking some of this stuff, because people will just try to, save themselves a trip to the dump. They'll just try to give it off at Goodwill. I watched a woman in front of me in that line Sunday try to hand that dude an old Swiffer.
Oh, no. You're like, okay.
Yeah. You know, the kind, I guess it's a Swiffer. It's just the old kind with the pad, and you put the wet thing on the bottom of it and use it that way. She just handed him that, and he was like, and I don't know what he said, but I can imagine it wasn't nice. It's like, we don't take that, because a lot of times they're not how you say cordial when it comes to interacting with with the public, which is fine. I mean, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she was trying to give, I was like, they're not going to take an old Swiffer.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a new Swiffer is what, $15? Yeah. I can't imagine what an old, I mean, what does an old Swiffer cost? Yeah.
Have you ever had, I guess it's the Salvation Army, come to your house to take stuff? Have you ever, like, you don't take it to them, they come to your house? Yeah. They're real picky too. This lady came in with a clipboard. Nope.
Yeah.
Yes. Like,
because they only want stuff that they'll be able to, that somebody else can get use out of. They don't want to, just take a bunch of junk.
Yeah.
That nobody can.
I was offended. I was like, these are nice lamps. No, we have too many lamps. Okay.
Yeah. And there is a, it's called a Christian mission in our little town where we live. And they won't take any kind of electronics or anything. They used to, but then now they don't. And if you take electronics to the dump, you have to take them to a certain area and leave them over there. And I think you're supposed to pay like a deposit of some sort, like, or pay them to take the electronics away. I'm not sure. Yeah.
What?
Hey. Really? So it's so sad though. You go over there and you see a TV graveyard sitting out there, and it's TVs that, like just a few years ago were top of the line. And it's another thing that makes you feel old when you look at it and go, man, I remember we got a TV like that. We were thrilled with it when we got it. It was brand new. It was the latest.
Yeah. And
it wasn't that long ago, but now it's obsolete. Like, if you can't lift a 75-inch TV right now with one finger, then it's out of date.
Yeah.
True. If it's a sheet of paper.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Find awesome deals on some of our very favorite products at tjriggins.com/deals. We've curated a list of some things that we are absolutely loving right now, and we've got special savings just for you. Save big at tjriggins.com/deals. I am ready.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I got to keep, moving my microphone around on camera because somebody was complaining because my microphone covers my dimple.
Oh.
Yeah, so I put it right there. It covers it.
Can't be covering that dimple.
I know, and they say it's bad enough that the glare on my glasses messes up my green eyes on the screen, so.
Yeah, and I'm noticing that hat makes your face look dark. We got to figure out a lighting thing to make your face.
Yeah, I was wearing a hat
look.
Yesterday. It was, this one must be different.
Are you near a window?
No, I got my windows blacked out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We are okay. The number one issue with our show is the lighting. Like, no matter where we are or what, for all of us. Sometimes I'm dark, sometimes I'm not.
Did that brighten it up a little bit?
A little bit, maybe.
I brightened up the screen on my computer.
But it makes your glare worse. Oh,
yeah. That makes the glare on my glasses worse. So.
Yeah.
True. Well, we're going to have to really do a deep dive into this lighting situation after the show.
Like every day.
We will not. Every day. Well, TJ was on my mind this weekend because your wife is a very type A personality, and you guys just had a big move. You moved houses. And I know you want somebody on your team like Jody, who's that organized when you're making a move like that. Well, my dad is a lot like Jody. And I have not talked to my dad, but yesterday was his big golf tournament. He was organizing a golf tournament for charity that had 120 guys playing. Some of the sponsors were like McDonald's and Microsoft. Yeah. It was ridiculous. But, you know, we had some inclement weather going on. And the day before yesterday, I had asked him, I said, are you ready? And he goes, yeah. But I got my eye on the weather because it could be the Acropolis out there. Who knows? I mean, it could be just storming. I mean, I'm telling you, it's going to be the Acropolis. Wait a minute. No, why am I saying that? I mean, the apocalypse. He was calling it the Acropolis. And he kept saying it. But he did catch himself. He goes, I'm talking about the apocalypse. So if you ever wonder like where I get my dramatic sense of phrasing things, like it's a nightmare or anything, it's from the apocalypse. it's the Acropolis. Why am I saying that? It's the apocalypse.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they were able to stay dry. I hope they were. But TJ, have you noticed in your move that she is the one taking the lead, your wife, Jody? Are you just sort of following her around, asking her what to do next?
Yeah. That's the way it always is whenever we move or anything, because I mean, that falls under her strengths, the organizational thing. Now, a lot of the stuff that I've had to do with the move is centered around my work, you know, with getting my studio set up and all of that kind of stuff. But other than that, Boy and I have just been, all right, what do you want us to do next? And she will, she'll say, well, I need you to do this, this, and this. And so when you start doing it, then she'll go, hey, can you come here a minute? When you get a chance, can you do this?
Yeah.
So you'll be in the middle of doing one thing she wanted you to do, and then she'll pull you off of that to go do something that she sees that needs more immediate attention. And then she'll ask, well, what's going on with this? You know, the thing that you were doing that she stopped you from doing. Now she wants to know why you don't have it done.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you just asked me to come down here. Is she in her glory? Do you think the move went well according to her?
Except she's just exhausted and she works circles around both Boy and me. But especially him.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Pet hair will cause havoc on your washing machine and your clothes. Trust me, I know. My dog, Riley, is a pretty hairy boy. And I just found this product called the Pet Hair Dissolver, which uses an enzymatic formula to dissolve the pet hair that clogs up in your washing machine. It's easy. You just throw this little packet into your washing machine, top loader or front loader, doesn't matter, and then you run a hot water cycle, and then boom, the pet hair is gone. I put up the link on our deals page at tjriggins.com/deals. It's just a lifesaver for pet owners. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I forgot to tell y'all this yesterday, but Riggins, you'll find this amusing, I think. I have gone and gotten myself a whole new type of back spasm.
Oh, oh no.
Yay!
I didn't even know this type of back spasm existed. You know, I've been suffering with back spasms for years. Mm-hmm. And it always happens in my lower back, and it locks up. And sometimes I have to, you know, crawl from the floor to an ice pack. I mean, it's just been, I know 1 year at Disney World when we were there with the charity is probably the worst it's ever been. And I was just flat on my back in the room on ice packs for at least a day and a half before I could even walk.
Oh,
yeah. But now there seems to be a way to get a back spasm all the way, like from your lower back, all the way up past your shoulder blade. Everything, every type of muscle between your lower back and your neck just so goes into a Charlie horse, basically, like you would get in your calf. I've been having that in that part of my back.
So it's like sciatica, but all the way up your back.
It's like, you know how when you get a Charlie horse in your calf in the middle of the night? That you've never had that, Lindsay?
No, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It'll wake you up from a dead sleep. Yeah. That kind of pain.
Mm-hmm. Like it's just like all of a sudden that muscle just makes a fist like that and just starts like that. And so, that is in all the way up my back and it takes your breath away. It's just like an electric shock going up through your whole body. And, and so it doesn't just go away. Like with a cramp in your leg, you walk it out or whatever, and then it finally goes away and you're good. Well, this one can seize up at any time. And the other night on I'd been lifting some heavy stuff that day. And during my night show, I turned, it was the night I had to rush into the studio at the last minute to do the show. And I turned to say something to the producer. And when I did that hit me in my back. It's like just a complete jolt. And it sounded like I was coughing in the middle of a word. Like, so Isaac, do we have
Oh God.
Hey, you know, young people don't understand that. They're like, what is he going through? Like,
are you okay? Is he having a seizure?
You should have seen them the night when I hadn't been working there, but maybe a week at the time. They barely knew me. And I had to tell them, you know, what I've had to tell y'all and everybody else that I work with. We're going to have a plan. If I get a hemorrhoid attack during the show,
you're like this old man.
But you know that we always knew that if I just get up and like if I grab my bag and walk out of the room in the middle of a segment, like Ace would always know. Just keep going that I'm having to go deal with hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
And I've had that since I was young because. It would usually, like when I was a gym rat and all, it would happen more often when I'd gone up and was doing different workouts, lifting heavier weights, it would cause that. So I had to explain that to them and they were looking at me like, what in the world have we got here? And they were trying to make, oh, it's fine, man. It's fine. No problem. We'll cover it no matter what. We'll cover it.
Okay. You left the room. They were like, what the hell?
And they're going, it's like a knife. It's like a knife.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
Don't forget, follow the TJ and Riggins Show on social media. Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, YouTube. Follow us everywhere. We've got new content being posted every single day.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Lindsay, how is kindergarten going with your daughter? What's her name? Delilah. That's
Delilah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, it's going. It's going. I'm at the school a lot. I'm helping out. This past week, we had Community Day, where everyone dressed up as a different occupation, if you will. Delilah was a dentist. Well, I went and all the parents went and she got to meet everybody in kindergarten, not just her class, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we get in the car, we're driving home and she wants to know all the things. My son doesn't want to know anything ever. She wants to know all the things. So she's like, her best friend is black, little black girl named Peyton, precious. They're just they're inseparable. She's like, Mom, why is Peyton's skin dark and I'm light and blah, blah, blah? You know, asking me about all the things, the ethnicities, mm-hmm. whatever. So I'm like trying to explain it to her in like layman's terms, you know, just trying to figure out what to say. And I'm like, well, you know, that's everyone's different. Some people are dark, like she's black, you're white. And she went, you're calling me white now? Please don't call me white. And I was like, what do you mean? She's so dramatic about it too. She said, how dare you? I was like, what are you talking about? She said, all summer, Mom, you said you are so tan. You are looking so tan. And now you're calling me white? And I was like, oh my God, she is my child. She is my child.
But I'm sure at first you were like, oh my God, have they already told her that being white is horrible? And yep, they've been calling her a white devil and white supremacist and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But she goes to a private school, so wouldn't think that would be the case.
Well, I was wondering what was going on when she was so, she gasped, and I'm like, wait, what I just say? Where am I? What did I say?
No, I don't blame her.
I know. But then when she was like, you called me tan all summer, good point. Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, she tanned so easily. I was like, girl, I'm jealous of your tan. You know, all summer I was saying that. Don't you dare call me white, Mom.
Oh my God.
You got it.
I'm glad there's somebody that can handle the delicate issue of racial relations in America. And that would be Lindsay. You know?
If you have any questions, I'm here. Like, I'm the worst person to talk to about this. Like, my whole life I've tried to look like a different ethnicity. Like, I'm tanned in the tanning bed 5 days a week.
But that doesn't mean you're trying to look like a different ethnicity. You just want to make your what your skin is capable of doing. You want to just, you know, make it golden,
right? Or way too dark. Who probably didn't need all that, but you know,
yeah. But I see these videos on social media all the time where it'll be black women making fun of or being mad at white people for trying to look black by getting tan. You're trying to change, but that's not the case at all.
No. Well, we think, I don't want to speak for everyone. I think, you know, I look better tan. So
I just always want to get what my ethnicity is capable of getting.
Right. It's the best you
Lord
can be.
Said I could get a tan. I'm going to have a tan. It's my God given right.
That's right.
I have a tan.
Yep. Not everybody has that olive skin tone, honey.
Mm.
Okay. Hand it up.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
If you need a unique gift for a loved one, I have just the thing for you. Distill Union crafts sleek, problem-solving essentials like wallets, organizers, and they have a philosophy that's less is more. They make products to simplify everyday routines with style. So go to tjritchie.com/deals. Use code GANG for 20% off.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Lindsay, did you say that your husband had deserted you again?
Again. Again.
Is he gone now or was he gone last week?
He was gone over the weekend. So he's back.
Well, nice of him to finally come home.
Right.
Been out tomcatting.
Yeah. And you know what? I figured out a way to get him to stop traveling. When he leaves, it kind of was a joke at first. When he leaves town, I always have something new or something at the house that he doesn't know about, like if it's new furniture or new whatever. Well, this past week, it was a doozy. So he's only gone 2 days. Okay. He comes home. Well, okay. Let me start out by saying, Brooks finally pooped on the potty at school. I was like, yay, what do you want? Yeah, it was a miracle. Okay. So I said, let's go. I'll get you anything you want. Like, to standard, you know. He picks out this huge Minion yard blow up for Halloween. The Minion's like holding a, you know, trick or treat bag. It's cute. Whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll get it. Well, I didn't realize how big it was. It is massive. It is like it's like half a football field. It's huge. So I blow it up. I'm like, ooh, Dad's not going to be happy about this one, nor is our HOA. But we put it in the yard. Well, then my neighbor calls me and she's like, hey girl, I have this fish tank that my kids are out of the house. They're beautiful fish. They're like tropical, but it's not a big fish tank. It's like, you know, this size. And she's like, do you want it? And I'm like, you know what? The kids have been asking for a cat or a dog, but you know what? I think I'm just going to get them some fish. I take the fish tank. I buy something new to put it on, like a little console thing. I set it all up. I go to PetSmart. I get some like coral stuff. It's super cute. He walks in the door from being out of town and he's like, the front yard, the fish tank, what? I can't ever leave again. I'm like,
oh man. Yeah, I bet he does. He just feels like, what do you, just wait on me to walk out the door and then you start doing all this other stuff?
Yeah. And that's what happened.
Well, you know, it used to always cost me a lot. I'd say it cost me a lot of money to go on work trips. Because as soon as I said, hey, look, we got this conference that we're going to on this date or whatever, Jody would book flights. Well, if you're going to be gone, I'm going to go visit my parents in Louisiana.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, I'm only going to be gone for like a Friday through Sunday. And well, if you're not going to be here, I'm not just going to sit around here.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Well, that's how we think. Like, what can we get done quickly in the smallest amount of time that's going to...
But it's actually, I think, a subconscious way of revenge. Because you think if he's gone, then he's having fun. Yeah. And then, so you're going to make him pay for it. This will show him. And the same thing Jody used to do. Well, he's going to go to these conferences and laugh. Yeah. He can't be laughing and I'm not laughing, stuck with these kids, so...
You don't laugh without me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's what it would come down to. But again, subconsciously.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
Hey, it's Riggins from the TJ and Riggins Show, and I want to tell our radio family about your business. Let me tell your story. Head over to tjriggins.com/influencer and find out more information about how your business can be partners with the TJ and Riggins Show.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm just looking around my little studio here. It's so cozy. Jody's got it set up real nice for me.
Oh, love that.
Bless. Yeah, we need to see like a little tour of your studio for social media purposes. That would be great. Because has she decorated in there for you?
Yeah, just a little bit with what we had to work with so far. Just, okay. You know, just to make it where it's not so overwhelming for me. That's what's trending.
Yeah. TJ's new studio is what's now trending. Well, there is something that's going on. There's a recall happening. 60 million pounds of corn dogs are being recalled. You know the brand State Fair corn dogs? It's the most popular brand of frozen corn dogs. They said there may be pieces of wood embedded in the batter. So not only those State Fair corn dogs, but also the Jimmy Dean pancakes and sausages on a stick are also part of that recall.
I literally have both of those in my freezer as we speak. My kids love that. Yeah. They love those.
I mean, when you say a little bit of wood, I mean, is it just like some sawdust or something got into the batter?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, the sticks are wooden, so.
Sure.
True. I didn't even think about that yet. There already is wood. You expect there to be wood in a corn dog. It's the stick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a little wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wouldn't bother me a bit.
Me either. They're delicious.
As long as it's easily palatable, I don't think people care. I mean, you're buying a frozen corn dog. Are you are you really worried about wood in the batter? I don't think so.
No.
And I mean, you'd be able to tell if it's a big hunk of wood, you know.
Yeah.
If it's just some shavings or sawdust, who cares?
You can't. It's tasteless.
Totally agree. So all you got to do is go Google State Fair corn dogs to see if your product that you purchase is under the recall. But 60 million pounds out there. I know TJ was talking about painting his studio, but the paint color of the year for 2026 is actually called Hazelnut Crunch. Mm-hmm. They said Liz is going, I knew that.
Hazelnut Crunch.
It is a warm, earthy tone. And they said it is going to be the hottest paint color in 2026, TJ. So hazelnut crunch. What do you think about that?
I'm trying to picture what that looks like.
It's not for me per se, but you know, all the earthy tones are back. So
earthy tones are back. And yeah, it's kind of like a light brown. It almost looks like a light chocolate milk. So perfect for fall, but
mocha.
So basically a mocha.
Hazelnut crunch, TJ.
Hazelnut crunch.
Okay. But that's the color I like my ladies.
Hey, come on. Hazelnut
crunch. Ooh, I get me a hazelnut crunch looking. Yeah.
Perfect.
I got a mocha skin mama in there right now.
Right now?
Hasn't lost that tan yet. Running around in her pajamas.
Yeah. Looking like a dime. Good for her. And then Sweden is in the news this week. They are the first country to start prescribing walks in nature. Doctors are actually going out there and saying there is truth in nature's cure. So they said a lot of people are now interested, instead of taking medicines and pills and things, that they can actually find relief for whatever they're dealing with in nature. So doctors are now prescribing just going outside, touching some grass.
Oh, God.
So I don't know if that's going to fit the bill for every ailment, but are the first country to do it.
I mean, yeah, it's a nice touch on top of your meds. Take your meds, then go outside.
Good point, Lindsay.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Pet hair will cause havoc on your washing machine and your clothes. Trust me, I know. My dog, Riley, is a pretty hairy boy. And I just found this product called the Pet Hair Dissolver, which uses an enzymatic formula to dissolve the pet hair that clogs up in your washing machine. It's easy. You just throw this little packet into your washing machine, top loader or front loader, doesn't matter, and then you run a hot water cycle, and then boom, the pet hair is gone. I put up the link on our deals page at tjriggins.com/deals. It's just a lifesaver for pet owners. tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Ooh. Smoking. We are moving through this show. Look at us. Yeah. Tuesday, we're already more than halfway through the week.
What? It's a beautiful thing. TJ, did you ever wear braces?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You did?
2 years of braces and then a 6 months of a retainer.
Six months of the retainer.
Yeah. I didn't go to one of those that gives you a retainer for the rest of your life.
And Lindsay, that was your experience. You're still wearing your retainer, right?
Every night. I have not missed a night ever, I don't think. And maybe, you know, if I forgot it somewhere, but
yeah.
Jody still wears hers every night too.
Yeah,
she does. Okay. Well, those things need to be retained. Those are like wild dogs, man. They just get out there and attack the world. Huh.
It's fun to have a conversation with them on, because you're talking like this at night. Kyle's like, what? Talk to me in the morning. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah, if Jody didn't wear a retainer every night, Trump would have to build a wall around big, beautiful wall around her teeth.
A new bill has passed.
You're not kidding. There's a woman that's sharing like the most heartbreaking story. She said she grew up, she always had jacked up teeth. And finally, when she became an adult and got married, she had the money to get braces. And she said, not one time in my childhood or teenage years did I smile in pictures because I was embarrassed about my teeth. She said she finally gets the braces. She gets them off after 2.5 years or whatever it was. And now she's smiling all the time. She said a lot of her friends have started calling her like cocky and arrogant because she's smiling so big and widely all the time. She said, I've actually like lost a couple of friends because they think I'm being obnoxiously arrogant because I'm smiling.
Is it just because she's smiling, or is it, I mean,
that doesn't make sense
if you're an adult. I mean, I would never say I'm not going to be friends with this girl because she smiles too much. Now, is she cocky and does she say things? Then we're not friends.
Yeah. If it's paired with like also being cocky.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can't be just that she's smiling all the time. If so, then her friends are psychopaths and she doesn't need to be around them. They're not really her friends.
She's got to
be throwing some more attitude towards it.
Like the smile is just one part of it, but it's also changed her old attitude. But I immediately thought when I read that story, I went, oh my gosh, Jody says that TJ looks cocky when he's chewing gum. So is this just like another example of people misinterpreting like how you're just living your life?
I don't know. But, you know, Jody, but she would never say, you know, I don't want to be your wife anymore because when you chew gum, you're cocky acting or you look cocky. I don't know. I don't know. That's what I said. If they really think that and they're giving her a hard time, then they're psychos. And if not, then she's, which is what I suspect, is she doesn't realize that she's doing things differently.
Yeah.
A lot of times cocky people don't know they're cocky. I mean, that's the problem.
That's also true. Like they always say like that resting B word face. Like that comes across as cocky, but a lot of women, mostly women, will say they didn't even know they were doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Jody swears that she doesn't realize she's rolling her eyes at me all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she does.
She'll just, we'll argue and I'll say something. She'll go, oh. And I go, well, what is that? Why was that an eye? I didn't roll my eyes. I watched you do it. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So maybe it's like that.
Maybe.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
A lot of people seem to think that art, I don't know whether it's just a lot of people seem to think, but a lot of people have come to the realization, and I was the first to make this observation whenever Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, or as a lot of my Southern brethren and sistren would say, Travis Kelce. You ever notice that? Southern people will put a T in the middle of a word that has an S in the middle.
Yep.
Kelce. So anyway, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, when they first started dating, and everybody was like, that don't seem like they would go together. She's never dated a guy like that. And I said, because she's dated those little wimpy guys, she's ready. She's at the age where she wants a big, rugged man. That's what I said. Now, I didn't go on and on about how she's wanting to breed with him and everything. It's time for her to start having babies with that, you know, like comedian Leanne Morgan said in her thing. It's like, you know, she wanting to have babies and that big old Kelce boy. So that seems to be the school of thought now, is that she's ready to have babies and all that. Well, this Taylor fan, who's a full-blown Swiftie, says that she knows a better reason why Taylor Swift is marrying Travis Kelce. Listen.
Here's the thing. Taylor Swift marrying a dumb idiot is the right move. Like, in the beginning, I was like, oh my gosh, like, he's never going to understand her. Like, his favorite song is Shake It Off. But, like, here's the thing. All of my 20s, I dated the tortured artist, male artist. And, like, they're insufferable. And, like, you know what being in love with a big, dumb idiot is like? Being with a man who doesn't manipulate you. Like, he's never going to be like, we shouldn't decorate the living room this way. You know what I mean? Because he's a big, dumb idiot.
She's so right.
But she's just saying that Taylor will, he'll be submissive to Taylor all the time because he doesn't know any better. He doesn't know enough to object to anything.
Is he dumb? I mean, would he be considered, or she's just saying that because he's a big guy?
Yeah, I think she's just saying that because he's a masculine, you know, tough guy.
Yeah.
I see what she's saying because these little artsy guys, they always have an opinion. No, we're not going to eat that. It's not, or we're not going to decorate that. I get what she's saying. Like, Kyle would never argue with me about decorations because he doesn't care, you know, that type.
Yeah, but it does. I mean, she's way off base here. The real reason that Taylor Swift likes Travis Kelce is because she, you know, she would never probably admit this because of the circles in which she runs Hollywood and whatnot. But she wanted a masculine, tough guy. you know, somebody that can protect her.
Yeah, absolutely.
If need be. She needs a man, somebody who's, you know, not some little waif of a guy that would, if somebody approached them in a dark alley, would take off running and leave her standing there. Yeah. She wanted a tough guy. Women still like masculine men, no matter how much people try to act like being masculine is toxic.
Right.
Even Taylor Swift, like the ultimate artsy chick, mm-hmm. wanted her a rugged, rough and tumble man.
Yeah.
And she got it.
Yeah.
So that's what it all boils down to.
Timothée Chalamet is not moving to Taylor Swift's house.
No.
Timothée. Yeah.
Right. Now if she locked herself in the bathroom accidentally, he'd never be able to kick in the door and get her out.
Yeah.
That's what you got to look at. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay, I saw this list of things that would really be, I don't know, right up your alley, as the kids say.
Okay.
Something that you, to which you can relate. You not so much, Riggins, because you haven't passed 40 yet.
Like close though.
Lindsay's been past it.
Yeah. A year.
Maybe. I thought you were 42.
No, not yet. Two. April.
Well, I know your birthday's in April. See, I do know your birthday.
Oh. You
know mine or not.
I forgot your birthday.
But this is a list that people over 40 said that they are too tired to deal with now. At 40. Okay. Like, going above and beyond with no recognition. I don't know what that means. Is that one of those quote unquote worker things?
Yeah.
Where people always act like I'm not doing anything extra at work. If I'm not getting it, you know, when I'll just do the bare minimum that they pay me for, that kind of thing.
Mm.
Probably.
Yeah.
It says going camping, somebody that since they turned 40, they don't have the energy to go camping anymore.
I never did, but okay. No. Yeah.
How about going to a place that doesn't have a parking lot? That is me.
Yeah.
Good one.
Oh,
good
one. Whether it's a parking garage or whether it's fine parking down the street or what. Oh my God, you talk about ruining my night.
I don't think it'll ruin my night, but I don't love it.
But I've been that way again. Most of these types of things, I was like that when I was young.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, before I turned 40, I hated parking garages.
Yeah, for sure.
Hmm. You remember how mad Ace used to get if we had some sort of a station event and they didn't have special parking for us?
That was bad.
Yeah, he was.
I have nightmares about this moment, not to interrupt you, but we were at the Knights game one time and he was skirting through the parking deck and I thought we were going to die. That's when I was like, Jesus, take the wheel. He was so angry. I was like,
yeah, we got to come here and work and they don't have any like a special place for us to park so we can get out of here when we're finished. Yeah, that used to be one of his biggest pet peeves.
Oh, I almost puked out the side of the truck.
Yeah. And then another one they listed, I know is not you, Lindsay, is going out to eat. So they don't have the energy to go out to eat anymore.
I don't have the energy to cook, so.
Yeah, that's better.
What else? Is there something that you used to do all the time that you don't do now that you just look at and go, oh, I just don't have the energy for that?
Go to a really crowded, like, bar, club, brewery, whatever it is, really crowded, can't stand it.
Mm-hmm. The level of dining, I think, has changed the older that Jody and I have gotten. Because, I mean, if you want to go to a really nice restaurant, then it takes forever. Because, I mean, you're not just going to get in and get out. You're going to be sitting there forever.
Yeah.
Which is part of the experience. And then we used to love that, but we don't anymore. We're just like ready to get home.
Yeah, the time is more valuable when you get older. It's like, let's go. We got other things to do.
And I can't imagine eating dinner after 9 o'clock.
after seven. Can you kid me?
Hey, the only reservation they had was at 7:30. We couldn't get in at 6. It said 7:30. Oh, well, then never mind. On your pajamas, we'll eat popcorn while we're watching Netflix. That'll be fun.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Make your company part of the new radio explosion. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah, spanning the globe for these stories. Spanning the globe.
All over the place. I don't know if you saw this. McDonald's in the news this week. Earlier this week, they announced that Monopoly is returning to McDonald's after 10 years away.
Has it been that long?
That's what they said, 10 years. I thought they did it every year, but it returns on October 6th, which I think is next Monday. So if you were into Monopoly at McDonald's, I'm sure this is very exciting. I never collected the stickers or anything. None of that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know how it works.
I don't either. Exactly. I don't even know how to play Monopoly, really.
Yeah. Now, you don't know how to play the real game?
I mean, I guess I do. I played it one time in my life, and it took 3 days, I think, to finish. And I was like, this isn't for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It does take a while.
I remember Lindsay telling us that story. Yeah. She had a marathon Monopoly game one time. I was pregnant
and like 8 months pregnant, and it was COVID, and there was nothing that we could, didn't really leave the house. 3 days it went on. Kyle's like, this is fun. I'm like, I'm third day and I have like no money. What are we doing here?
Yeah. Numbers people like it.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? It's a numbers people mm-hmm. person kind of, I mean, there really must've not been anything else to do for you to play Monopoly. There
we had watched all the shows. We had done all the things.
Yeah. I get it. So if you're excited about McDonald's Monopoly, that's back next Monday. Good luck to you if you decide to play. The experts are back out. They're saying, just a heads up, don't start carving pumpkins yet because that could attract unwanted bugs and other outdoor critters whose environments are being destroyed by construction and things like that. They say these animals might be trying to enter your home based on the fact that you have a free meal on your porch, being that carved pumpkin. So,
are you referring to the beaver that lives in my front bushes? That maybe him?
Okay. Maybe it's a beaver. Mm-hmm. But they said it's also unseasonably... Sorry, what?
Lindsay's scary beaver.
Yeah. It's huge.
And he's aggressive. So this just sounds like the fun police trying to come in and ruin everything for people that like to carve pumpkins. But that's what they're saying. Just be careful.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? And then some other fall news. Today is National Hot Mulled Cider Day. So if you like a little apple quencher at the Renaissance Festival or something like that, today might be the day to go do it.
Hot mold. It's like mold.
Yeah, I think it is.
No, it's not mold.
Oh, mold.
Mold.
Like, what is hot mold?
That's what I thought. I was like, dang.
Did I say it like that?
Yeah. People are drinking this new fungi called hot mold.
Now, I don't really get down with any kind of cider, but I know you two really love your warm fall beverages. Is that something that you would enjoy, a hot mold cider?
I've never had, I don't know what that is, but yeah, I probably would if it's sweet and warm.
Sure. Absolutely.
But we do have sad news from the move. It was heartbreaking. One of Jody's set of It's Fall Y'all mugs got broken.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. Well, as long as her pumpkin dish she makes the bread in is still working, we're good.
Yeah. I'm going to go down there. She's sitting in the middle of a bunch of boxes unpacking and everything. I'm going to say, hey, Lindsay and Riggins say that they want some pumpkin bread by the end of the week.
Yeah. Is that what we're doing? She will smack you across the face.
If you find the time, don't even think twice about it. But yeah, that'd be great.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
If you need a unique gift for a loved one, I have just the thing for you. Distill Union crafts sleek, problem-solving essentials like wallets, organizers, and they have a philosophy that's less is more. They make products to simplify everyday routines with style. So go to tjritchie.com/deals. Use code GANG for 20% off.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Ooh, I had to turn off my tiny fan because that tiny fan was making me a little chilled in here.
Oh, look at you skinny self getting cold now.
Ooh, girl.
And it's a pen.
Glass with these things. I got a...
You need a bra. Mm-hmm. You need some pasty.
There is, well, our tech D Rob is, he was out over the weekend. He was in an escape room. Is that what you call him? He went to an escape room with some of his friends. You might've seen him post about it on Instagram, and he doesn't often post on Instagram. So when he shares like a group photo from one of these things, you're like, oh, this must be important to him. Lindsay, I'm assuming you've never been to an escape room.
That would be correct, sir.
Yeah. And I know, I know.
If she's not still in it, then she's never been.
I would say that is so mean, but that is so correct.
If Lindsay and I went into an escape room together, we would just sit in a corner and say, well, this is where we die because we're never getting out.
We're going to die in here.
It sounds pretty intense the way he described it. I mean, he said we made it out, but it was, I forget the words he used, but it sounded, he made it sound like it was pretty serious. It's not really my thing either, TJ. I know it's not your thing. But you know, to each their own, I
and
guess.
And I love how he, oh, sorry. I love how he wrote at the end. Don't worry. We got, we figured out the bonus in 15 minutes. Don't worry. Like no one was worried. Okay.
I was on pins and needles there for a second, hoping you would get that bonus. It's not our thing, but something interesting is happening on the internet. They went around and asked employees of those rage rooms, what's the weirdest thing you've seen? Do you know what a rage room is? It's where people go into a room with like baseball bats and they just get to like let it all out on furniture and TVs and things like that. Well, they compiled this list of employees talking about the craziest things they've seen. And some of the top answers, they said a guy walked in and was like, you're going to have to cover your ears for a second. And he walked into the room and he, they said he let out a 10 second scream that was almost non-human. He was like hyping himself up before he just went nuts and started smashing things. Oh. They said other people have gone in there and smashed items and apologized to each of them quietly, like, I'm sorry, I'm doing this to you. And like smashes the TV. Yeah. I mean, like disturbing stuff.
See, those are the people that need warning labels. Like you cannot date this person that walks in there in a 10 second script. You cannot date this person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm always skeptical of people who talk to inanimate objects in general.
Right.
Yep. There's a lot of that. Like somebody, they said somebody stacked up TVs, like three TVs high, and was shouting out specific names of random people while they were smashing the TVs.
Now that's funny. Is it? Oh, my exes. Matt, Sam.
I think a lot of people do that. They also said one person went in there and carved his coworkers' names on the wall with a screwdriver before, you know, smashing up a bunch of other stuff.
Hey, that's psycho.
Yeah, I mean, I know this is, these are supposed to be places where you let it all out, but they're sharing their stories behind the scenes of what really goes on in those rage rooms.
But then you got to wonder how much of that is performative.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're just in there putting on a show.
Maybe, maybe.
Yeah.
Because it is cool and the ladies love it.
Ooh, sexy.
They like when you freak out.
Yeah, you're raging on something. You put your coworker's name on this TV and then you smashed it. Oh my God. Be still my heart. I love that.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Stream the show 24/7 at our media center at tjriggins.com. This is great. Our media center has a podcast option, a streaming option, and a way for you to watch the show if you'd like. It is awesome. You're going to love it.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Man, I saw something this morning that they are talking about using, incorporating into our world, and it's technology that I think is going to be awesome, and I hope it's used to its fullest potential.
What?
They're saying that stores, businesses, are going to start using drones for shoplifters.
Oh. What? Nice.
Somebody steals something and gets out of the store, then the drone could follow them.
Nice.
All the way to wherever they're going.
It's going to be bad, though, if they just think it's happening, like what happened to me at the Harris Teeter recently. You know, I was trying to leave and all the security. Could you imagine a drone, like, taking me out?
Yes. I mean, that's all I saw about it, that they were going to be using the drones to track down shoplifters that leave the store or not. But I assume that they're just following them to figure out where they're going and then let the police know or whatever. But if they... if they use them as attack drones and they're trying to knock them down in the parking lot, that would be even better.
How funny would that be? Just right upside the head.
TJ's been saying it for years. He said, I believe the words he used were hit them with a missile. So if you could have a drone that some shot some sort of projectile at them, that would be right up your alley.
But, you know, in my defense, the missile thing was for cars that are running from the cops and high speed chases and things. Shoplifters, just a, you know, just something to subdue them.
Well, you've said that about porch pirates too, didn't you?
Pirates, yeah. Something that would, concuss them in a way, not necessarily kill them, but some sort of an explosive device. But what I really said about porch pirates was that you could put what you should do is put doo-doo bombs in them.
Yes.
So doo-doo. When it explodes, it stuns them to the point where they may have to go to the emergency room, but they're also covered in feces.
Yeah. I love that.
You know, you got to make a statement of making them not want to ever do it again.
Yeah.
Good point. True.
You know, so if you're showing up at the emergency room and you're covered in human waste, then chances are you're not going to pirate any porches anytime soon.
Right.
I would think that would be a deterrent. Right.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, it's Riggins from the TJ and Riggins Show, and there's a company called LaCure that makes these drinking gummies, no hangover the next day. They are totally awesome. Save 15% off your LaCure order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, all right, all right. Riggins found a clip online of a preacher from my home state of Louisiana, except he's from a different part of the state. You know, Louisiana is, we're not all the same culture. You know, the part of the state I'm from is not Cajun. You know, I'm from the central northern part of the state, and then South Louisiana is Cajun. This guy's from Baton Rouge, and this is what he said. That I guess this is the first person I've ever heard make this type of comparison. Listen.
I literally can't get away from it. I went to a clothing store here in Baton Rouge today, and because I usually just buy clothes instead of doing laundry, because every time I go to do laundry, I feel like kind of gay, so I just go buy more clothes. So it's a personal thing I have to work through. You don't have to get on board with that.
So he thinks that doing laundry is gay.
That's disturbing. I mean, not only that he used that reference, but that you've never done laundry. Like,
well, he has done it. He just doesn't like doing it because it makes him feel gay. I guess because it's woman's work is what he's getting at. That's women's work.
Sounds that way.
Women and them gays.
Oh, my God. It's
to feel clean, you feel gay. I mean, like, I get it. He thinks it's like housekeeping, but.
Well, you know what, Lindsay? I called Riggins yesterday. I mean, I'm sorry, Sunday. And you know what he was doing when I called him? In the middle of doing dishes.
That's great.
As a man, he was in there doing women and gays work.
Oh, God. Well, listen, I hope my husband's not listening to this.
He must have been drinking some sort of a mimosa or something to even tell me that.
A latte.
He must have been out of his head to admit that he was in there doing not just saying, oh, well, you caught me, walked in on me doing women's and gays work. He actually admitted to it without any interrogation on my part.
Look at that. Riggins opening up.
Next thing you know, I'll be sweeping and vacuuming.
Oh, keeping a tidy home. How could you?
Trying to. Oh, my gosh.
This guy's preaching that up there as, you know, as a man of God up there preaching about laundry being gay.
Yeah, it's like, get to the point, dude. What are you talking about? Oh,
I wonder if he lost any patrons.
I don't know. Too many preachers think they're stand-up comics now.
It's not funny.
Mm-hmm. No. Unlike what that routine I just did was hilarious.
Obviously. Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Hey, it's Riggins from the TJ and Riggins Show, and I want to tell our radio family about your business. Let me tell your story. Head over to tjriggins.com/influencer and find out more information about how your business can be partners with the TJ and Riggins Show.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yes. All the news you could use. An oldie but a goodie there, buddy.
That's right, TJ. Well, I don't know if you've seen the news. Owners of 200,000 BMWs are being told not to park in their garage because their vehicles could short circuit and catch fire. So 200,000 BMW vehicles specifically made between the years of 2019 and 2022 are being told.
EVs, the electric vehicles.
There's a variety of different, some of them are SUVs, some of them are cars. I don't know how many of them are EVs versus gasoline powered. I don't know that.
But if they're short circuiting, then they would all have to be, I would think, electric.
They said the problem lies in the engine starter. And I don't know that EVs have that, or they called it the car starter. So it's something to do with the starter. I don't know that EVs have those, but I'd have to take a look. But listen,
can you send me that list?
I will. Just a heads up. It's a lot of vehicles, 200,000 BMWs being told, hey, just don't park in your garage because it might catch fire and, you know, set your home on fire. So definitely if you drive a BMW, please go see if your vehicle is in that list of recalls.
Them Germans is still trying to get us after all these years.
That's what it is.
Guess I'll be in the driveway from here on out.
Yeah, they got a real bugaboo, those Germans.
Yeah.
tonight on Hulu, you can watch the season premiere of Chad Powers. That's the new show starring Glenn Powell, which I know ladies love. He's playing a former football player who decides to change his appearance to get back into the league. And a lot of people are saying it looks very good. So if you're a Glenn Powell fan, I'm sure this is very exciting.
I've heard people say it looks silly. And it does look a little silly to me, but it also has that guy in it that I really like. I like him better than Chad Powers or whatever his name is. Glenn Powell. Well, Powell, yeah. He's the one that played in the first season of Wild Orchid or
White Lotus.
White Lotus.
Wild Orchid. Similar. Yeah.
He played the dad on there. His name's Zan.
Yes.
I need to quit talking because I don't know a damn thing now. I can't recall anything. This is one of my favorite actors. I can't even think of his name. Yeah. Can't think of Glenn Powell's name. What's my name? That's what he needs to tell me what my name is.
Where are we?
But either way, you can watch it tonight, even if you don't know the names of the people on the show.
His name's Zahn, something Zahn.
Steven Zahn, I think is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, we got more next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Make your company part of the new radio explosion. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Make sure you go follow us on all of our things you can follow. Subscribe and like and do all of those. please. It won't cost you anything to do that. It'll help us. Please do that.
Please, please do it.
Please.
I thought it was so funny over the weekend. I saw somebody commenting, you know, Charlie Sheen has a new documentary out. I think it's on Netflix, and he's got that book out. Those both happened at the beginning of September. And somebody commented, they said, aren't his kids going to be so embarrassed when they start hearing these things about Charlie Sheen? And my first thought was, no, you don't think they know what their dad was up to? Was it a secret?
It's, and the documentary is fantastic. Have y'all seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen it.
I love him. I can't, he's honest and upfront about everything. I think it's great. I mean, he fell into some hard times, you know?
Mm-hmm. And let's not pretend like their mama is a saint as well. I mean,
Their daughter's not a saint. She's on OF or whatever.
Yeah. So is, what's her name still is too, the mom.
Denise Richards.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. I think these people making, like, you know, clutching their pearls thinking, what are his kids going to think? It's like, are you living under a rock? You think they don't know that their dad had problems?
Right.
I mean, all I've heard are these excerpts that he was cut off by the cartel because he was buying too much cocaine and they thought he was not using it for personal use, but he was going to turn around and sell it. And then the other revelation was that he was hooking up with guys. He went through a phase where he was hooking up with dudes. And it's like, yeah, I don't know that his kids are going to be embarrassed because I'm sure they knew.
I'm sure he's embarrassed of them in some way too. I mean, the whole family's a big embarrassment.
Yeah, I mean, they're Hollywood people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they weren't rich and famous, they would be people would look at them like a sideshow, like a circus.
Yeah,
totally.
You know,
and I do feel bad for the kids because they didn't have a choice of who was going to raise them or how they were raised. But right. I don't think they're going to be embarrassed by it cast off by their friends because of this stuff.
And I do think if you watch it, it shines a different light on him a little bit.
In a good way or bad way?
In a good way.
Okay.
Like, I thought he was just nuts. Like, I didn't want anything to do with it. But after I saw it, I was like, okay, I appreciate the honesty. And like, now he's been sober for like 7 years. And in the interview, he's like, I'm sober right now. I can't say what I'm going to be tomorrow, but I'm sober. You know, like, he's real. And I can appreciate that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love that. Look at Lindsay giving a little hot take, a little review on the Charlie Sheen documentary. Good to know.
Good for you, Lynn. Good for you.
Yeah! All right, let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace and Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace and Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.